This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's getaway day. Millions of Americans are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, maybe more than even before the pandemic, say analysts. Gas prices are higher than last Thanksgiving week. It's $3.40 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. President Biden's trying to help bring that price down by releasing millions of barrels of oil from an emergency reserve. The AP's Tim McGuire on what that will mean for you.
Biden says the move should drive down gasoline prices.
It will take time, but before long, you should see the price of gas drop where you fill up your tank.
GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says the prices should drop a bit.
I think motorists will probably see a smaller amount of relief as a result. But it still will be a relief in the amount of maybe 5 to as much as 15 cents per gallon.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
An 8-year-old boy has now died after that SUV slammed into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. This brings the number killed to 6. Suspect Daryl Brooks Jr. faces another homicide charge, says AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In court Tuesday, Waukesha County Court Commissioner Kevin Costello said of the allegations against Daryl Brooks Jr.
The nature of this offense is shocking. Actually, the detail I was not expecting here today.
Costello was overseeing the first court appearance for Brooks, the man charged with driving an SUV into a Christmas parade Sunday night. Waukesha County District Attorney Susan Opper informed the court a 6th victim, a child, has died from injuries sustained in the parade crash.
We do intend to file a 6th count of intentional homicide.
I'm Mike Gracia.
White nationalists are vowing to appeal after a jury in Virginia ordered 17 white nationalist leaders and organizations to pay $26 million in damages over violence that broke out during the deadly 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is AP News. Santa Claus is returning to a mall near you after skipping last year because of COVID. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got this.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
It might look a little different this year with Santa behind a plexiglass shield or wearing a face mask.
Our Santa and the helpers are all vaccinated, and we require that while in the shopping center, people keep their masks on.
At the Hillsdale Shopping Center in San Mateo, California, marketing director Christine Kupchak says they're glad to have Santa back for the children. Sonia Black took her nieces.
Oh, I'm so happy things are getting back to normal. You know, kids is missing out on, you know, the little things.
The number of jolly old elves available is down about 15% in some areas, leaving the remaining very busy for photos, mall visits, and whispered gift wishes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.